creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
And now the news. This just in, a young pig has won a reprieve from the frying pan, just as... Where did Big Freddy come from? Betsy must have left the door open. Right. Can I finish my story, Big Fatty?
Yes!
He must have smelled the bacon.
Yes!
Okay, a young pig has won a reprieve from the frying pan, just as Iowa's popular bacon festival is about to begin. The Iowa governor pardoned the 30-pound, 2.5-month-old Berkshire pig named Bonnie on Friday morning. The pardon took place outside the governor's mansion in Des Moines in a ceremony... in a ceremony ahead of the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival held on Saturday. More than 8,000 people are expected to eat more than 10,000 pounds of bacon.
Oh!
8,000 people? Big Fatty can eat that in one breakfast, right, Big Fatty?
Yes!
Tickets for this year's event sold out in only 3 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Where did Big Fatty come from?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1368 of the BFO for Munsty. Munsties.
Big Freddy, what the hell does that mean? I don't know.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Y'all, that's hump day. Well, y'all, I don't know where Munstie came from.
Big Freddy, it came out of your ass where most all of it comes from, y'all.
By the way, it's episode 1368 of the BFO. So, anyway, y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, I don't really have anything, and y'all... You know, when it goes off the rails this early, you know, dear hydrogen, dear sweet hydrogen, what it's going to be like by the time we get to the end of the 20 minutes. Big Fatty, y'all, one more time, going to remind you about the logo contest for the Pride 48 5th Anniversarium. Y'all just draw a little, do a little drawing.
Big Fatty, Timmy says, I hope he'll draw one for me. Big Fatty, that Josie, you know, he's coming too. He's a good drawer. So,
anyway, but y'all, yeah, any of you that want to do a little drawing, send it to Nessa. Send it to Nessa at pridevoop.com. Oh, y'all, that is a garden salad and some green beans. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, and I didn't have a big lunch because y'all, as soon as I finished recording the little show, Larry Clyde. Larry Klein, I, in honor of Dr. E. Pluribus Stone, formerly known as Miss West, are going to the barbecue place. You know, Lori Warbucks and Undress with an A. And I went to the barbecue place when they were here, and I don't know if Dr. Stone went to this one or not, but anyway, but you know, anytime you mention barbecue, you better mention Dr. Stone's name.
Yes, Big Fatty. And fibromyalgia, Big Fatty.
Anyway, but We're going to go to the barbecue place, and Big Fatty's going to have him some barbecue poke. And y'all, I'm gonna have me a piece of fried chicken. Fried chicken, I say. Because y'all I just got to have some fried chicken. Yes, Big Fatty. I don't have a damn thing on my list, but y'all, I do think that there's one, unless old Spot and Crazy has gone in and taken it off. I think there's one entry over at Spot and Big Fatty that I hadn't looked at since the last time I was over there. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, last time we were over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty when the crazy Mexican was cleaning out his refrigeration system. But y'all, there was one more. It was spotted by Rob, number one of Rob Squad. And y'all, I believe if I'm correct in my memory, Big Fatty, we can't predict that. Rob was recently in the New York City. New York City? Anyway, he says, oh, Bergretti, now don't you fart with that sparkler in your bum. Big Fatty in his street performer days, always one for the flashy finale. And y'all, I got to zoom in on this so I can see. But y'all, Big Fatty is muscly, Big Fatty's got a nice ass. Big Fatty, that's got to be fake, cause you don't have one at all, sparkling in it or not.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Fatty, it's me, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, you know I love you almost as much as my Walmart brand luggage. But that show with you singing the quiz program theme songs for 20 minutes was the worst show ever. In fact, the only thing that could have been worse than that was if Poodle had sang the goddamn theme songs for 20 minutes. By the way, I'm sure all of your listeners have noticed, and they just comment, but I'm much too fat and lazy to do that. I'm leaving the Piggly Wiggly. I'm sure they've all noticed that, quite honestly, the only shows you knew of were ones from the 60s and 70s. Anything, I don't know what that is, was anything within the last 20 years. So the only one you got that was relatively new was Cheers. You are fat, and you're heinous. That's all I got. Me.
To you too, Vader. Big Fatty, why did he say such an ugly thing about me, Poodle? Don't just consider the source. Consider the source. That's all I'm going to say. Consider the source. But, Vader, I have a feeling that there are many that may agree with you, but there are also, many that would disagree with you, because we kind of got quite a few comments about how lovely, just lovely it was to hear Big Fatty sing, and how impressed people were that Big Fatty knew so many of the little songs. So y'all, come to Big Fatty's defense here now. Tell Vader that he's off base. Big Fatty, be careful. They may call in and say that Vader's right on the dot.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's down in Hawaii. I just called to say that you guys cannot complain with $3.11 for gas and the cackalackies. We've got it up to 473, 474. All right. Anyway, listen to the show. Take care. Bye.
Y'all,
that was indeed the Kyle and the Hawaiians. And Kyle, $4.74 for a gallon of gasoline? Well, I know things in the Hawaiians are expensive, but that's indeed way up there. Y'all, has anybody else got gasoline more expensive than that? Of course, in the U.S. of A., because you know it's more expensive everywhere else in the world. And, you know, we bitch about it and all, but big fatty. And I didn't mean to give the impression that I was bitching about it, but anyway, so Kyle, thank you so much for calling and letting me know how much your gas is. Big fatty, that sounded vulgar. By the way, Kyle, you know, anytime you want to call in and just give us prices on other things like underpants or hookers or big fatty, or how much does it cost to have a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes when you go out to the queer bar? I don't even know if there is a queer bar near where you are, but the big fatty, the gay bar, big fatty. Kyle, we're just looking for any reason to hear your sexy little voice. Yes, Big Freddy, he is my little darling cutie pop.
Hey, we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Larry Dean, calling with a message for Poodle and Ms. Bacon.
Oh, it's for me, Big Freddy.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. It's time to say good night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling, Lori Dean, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I just, yes. Y'all, that's the Lori Warbucks who used to be up there in the Connecticut and is now out there in the New Mexico. Y'all, he's evidently he's gotten a job as a crooner. Big Fatty. Lori Warbucks, I don't know if you were moved to song by Big Fatty singing on his little show, but please call in and croon us anytime you want. It's just lovely to hear from you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and I had a question for you. So I'll wait for you to play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from David, that Blue Jeans guy, Mr. Cricket himself. David?
Okay, my question is, on your Monday little show, you said that you were expecting red rain. I've been away from the Kakalakis for a while, so I don't remember what that is. What the hell is red rain? Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, David. Y'all, that is David, that Blue Jeans guy. And David, first of all, it's an excellent question. Excellent question, and thank you for calling. By the way, David, just so there's no question, I gave the Crickets the day off today, so that's why they weren't around today.
Yes, Big Freddy, they need a day off.
David, red rain, is a hatism. The older you get, I'm sure the Vons, yo, can attest to this, but the older you get, the more you watch the Weather Channel. And, The severity of the rain is in colors, and the most severe of the rain is red. It's red on the radar, hence that's when the hats usually call up and say, "Oh, it looks like you're getting some red rain over there in Charleston," and I just go, "Thank you for calling." Y'all had a 20 from Buddy Rabbit saying he really enjoyed the little stories and jokes Big Fatty read yesterday on the little show. So, y'all, I thought I'd go back and do a few more. Y'all, you know, I started that one about the poker player seeing the cuda. So I'm just going to start it over because I really didn't get that far with it. It's two couples are playing poker one evening, and Jim accidentally dropped some cards on the floor. When he bent down under the table to pick them up, he noticed Bob's wife, Jane, wasn't wearing any underpants under her dress. Shocked by this, Jim, upon trying to sit back up again, hit his head on the table and emerged red-faced. Later, Jim went to the kitchen to get some refreshments, and Bob's wife followed and asked, "Did you see anything that you like under there?" Surprised by her boldness, Jim admitted, "Well, indeed, he did." She says, "Well, you can have it, but it'll cost you $500. After taking a minute or two to assess the financial and moral cost of this offer, Jim confirms that he's interested. Jane told him that since her husband Bob worked Friday afternoons and Jim didn't, Jim should stop by the house around 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Well, when Friday rolled around, Jim showed up at Bob's house at 2 p.m. sharp, and after paying Jane the agreed sum of $500, they went to the bedroom and closed their transaction. As agreed, Jim quickly dressed and left. As usual, Bob came home from work at 6 p.m. and upon arriving asked his wife, "Did Jim come by the house this afternoon?" With a lump in her throat, Jane answered, "Why, yes! Yes, he did stop by for a few minutes this afternoon." Her heart nearly skipped a beat when her husband curtly asked, "And did he give you the $500? Jane, using her best poker face, replied, "Well, yes, in fact, he did give me $500. And Bob, with a satisfied look on his face, surprised his wife by saying, "Well, he came by the office this morning and borrowed $500 from me. He promised he'd stop by our house this afternoon on his way home and pay me back." Now that, my friends, is a poker player. Big Freddy, that's a good one. So, anyway, y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy who we just heard in the voice letter there, y'all, he sent me an e-letter also about deodorant candy makes people smell rosy. Most people probably don't start the day thinking, "Man, life would be so much easier if I could just eat this deodorant instead of wearing it." But there's good news for those people. On the off chance, on the off chance that those people are out there somewhere, because a new candy has come out that promises to make anyone who eats it excrete a floral scent for the next 6 hours. Y'all, it is, what is it called? You get it at Refinery 29 Dio Perfume Candy, and it's available on the Amazon for $7.99. Y'all, whatever you do, don't send it to Big Fatty. However, you might want to consider sending that to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Because, y'all, there's never enough deodorant out there. Yes, Big Freddy, I think that's just lovely. What do you think, Wendy?
Where did Big Freddy come from?
Oh, he's been here the whole time. Where have you been?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.